Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
And everybody tell, oh, schools are out of control. Oh, they're out of control. We need prayer in the schools. We don't need prayer in schools. We need the tossed salad man in school. That'll straighten the kids out. Hey, Jimmy, you got a D. You know what you got to do? No! No! I don't want a tossed salad. I don't want a tossed salad. I'm a read. I'm a learn to read.
The Don and Mike Show. It's good because it's based on books. The Don and Mike Show.
That's a lie. Well, it's the day that Robert Mailman is paying off his bet he made with me about the Miami Heat. And who do they beat again?
The San Antonio.
The Miami Heat.
Sacramento
Beat. Who did they beat again? Hi, Mike's outside right now.
Hi, I'm outside. We have a very nice group of people. Make noise, everybody. A lot of people out here to see Robert go in the dunk tank. I've been getting a few practice throws out here.
Oh, good. How's it going?
I do not throw like a girl, Robert.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to come join you now. Johnny, you got the controls.
All right.
Okay.
And as Don makes his way outside, it's time to meet our guest of honor. And here it is, the payoff, the big moment for you, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I like to see all these people out here, and including the retard.
Are you trying to grow a beard?
I am growing a beard.
How long have you been trying?
Hi, Tom.
How long have you been trying to grow that beard?
About 2 days.
No. Really? Are you telling the truth?
I'm always telling the truth, fatty.
Are you looking forward to going into the dunk tank with grape Kool-Aid?
No, I'm not. And I don't know why I said grape Kool-Aid.
Why did you make that bet, Robert?
You know why you did? Because it's a stereotype.
You love
it's a black
Kool-Aid.
Stereotype.
Is that what it is?
It is a black
man.
It is a black stereotype.
You're blacker than me.
I am blacker than you.
Yeah, well, we don't know who your parents are, so there you go.
But Robert...
He is ready to go. I mean, he was giving it to me as soon as I came. And stop throwing softballs at Tom. You might hit him in the head.
The Miami Heat...
Won't do no damage.
The Miami Heat defeated who in the NBA Finals? Team...
Your parents?
It was a team that you were for, and we bet two nights in a row on this.
Yes, that's right.
It would be the Dallas Mavericks.
So what?
Oh, you just grabbed your balls.
Was that the, were you just itching, or was that an actual statement that you were trying to make by grabbing yourself? Like,
you know, I get horny quick.
Go get in the tank.
Get in the tank.
Hey, don't tell me to get in the tank.
Come on now, you got to pay the bet off.
Word. We got to talk about something anyway. What's going on this weekend?
You're coming over.
Oh, okay.
We're going to play Xbox. Please go get in the dunk tank now. Please go get in the
Robert, I mean, it's a bet. He said, look at all this. We've and all these people, Robert, all these people are here to take a crack at it. They're all going to try it.
Come on.
Who doesn't like a dunk tank? Do you all
want to
try it? Do you all want to take a crack at it today? Hey, you know we're doing a big event when somebody's got an RV across the street. This is not NASCAR, ma'am.
It is a dunk tank with 450 gallons of Kool-Aid, and of course, hey, Tom, I'm glad to see you're not sweating a lot.
Good.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Mike.
Tom, did you bring a friend with you?
No, I didn't. Hey, monkey.
Oh, dear. Oh, what happened? What happened? Did it just...
You know what happened? It happened right when Tom said, hey, monkey.
Yes.
Jesus.
Did that happen by accident?
Oh,
no.
Oh, no.
No.
No, he said it would support hundreds and hundreds of pounds.
All right, we'll try to get back on it again, Robert.
Yeah, they said it would support at least a... They said... They said it would support at least 280 pounds.
Hey, monkey.
All right, now let's stop. Stop it, Tom. Tom. Tom.
No more monkey
Tom, stop. Be nice. Be nice. Welcome, Rockville, Maryland, to our freak show.
Robert is now getting back into the dunk tank.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
You see Michael Mayer's brother over there? Looks just like him.
Come on, just get up in the dunk tank.
Just get there. Does it really have a weight limit?
He said it would support hundreds and hundreds of pounds.
All right, now, let's see.
Oh, it's not holding.
He's back in.
And you're making fat jokes about me. That is funny. That is funny.
This may be better than people actually trying to throw. Have a seat again, Robert.
This would be a sticky wicket if we had a dunk tank that didn't support his weight.
How unfortunate.
Now,
Robert, maybe you might want to try to sit further back on the thing.
What was that, Joshua?
Sit further back. It'll be all right.
Sit further back. Don't sit on the end of it.
No, I'll pay my bet. I'm leaving.
No, you're not leaving.
I'm leaving.
You're not
leaving. Sit all the way on the back.
Sit on the back.
There you go. There you go.
There. Now that's it. Now stay at that level. That's it.
Yes,
oh, no. We don't need to see this.
All right, you ready to take your first, Mike, you can take the first pitch.
Yeah, I've been missing a lot. So. I think I hit it one time out of 10. All right, here we go.
Hey, Don, check out his brother.
Wow.
What happened?
Mike, you nailed it, Andy.
What happened? No, I'm not too weak. What?
He's in again.
Yeah, baby. Oh, Tom
pushed it from behind.
Tom, all right.
Did Tom push it?
Yes.
Hey, Robert, no fair, no splashing. What did
no
you
splashing.
Do?
I
let the thing go on him.
All right, Tom, behave yourself.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take it.
All right, let's let Robert crawl back up there, and then we're going to let everybody hang out.
Be careful, Robert.
Robert, you're planning on staying here till what, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock tonight?
Whenever you leave to go to that cheesy restaurant.
Nice throw, Tom.
Good throw.
Thank you very much.
Very, very close.
All right. Thank you.
Hold on, Tom. Tom, I tell you what.
A retarded ambulance. Retard, retard.
All right.
All right. I think when Tom throws that the next time, though, somebody get a picture of him and send it to Eunice Shriver.
Would you?
All right.
Would you hold this for me for a second?
Yes,
please?
Absolutely. All right, Don's going to take a crack at it. All right, Rob, get that microphone up. We're having trouble hearing him.
Get the retard away from me.
Tom, no, hey, get Tom from back there.
You can't cheat, Tom.
Tom, stop it. Behave yourself.
It was fun once, but you're done.
There's a great energy. Tom, come back out here. Come on.
Life cheated him, but he cannot cheat on this game.
Tom, you're disrupting. You're disrupting the show.
Yeah.
Now, don't grab the microphone, Tom.
Hey, who invited the retard anyway?
I have to talk to Tom's brother.
Tom
what is. What is your name, sir?
Dave.
That's David.
Where are you from, Dave?
I'm from Baltimore a lot. HFS 105.7.
And are you a big fan of the Donna Mike Show?
Absolutely.
Have you had a chance to meet Tom?
I've heard him on the radio many times.
Tom, would you like to interview this guy? Would you like to do the interview?
These guys are like mothers of different, or
sons,
like
twin sons of
different
mothers.
Mothers, yes, aren't they?
Tom, would you like to interview this guy?
My old stomping ground.
No.
I grew up not far from here in Silver Spring.
Very good. Well, welcome to the show, and your name is Dave.
Dave.
Dave, anytime you want to come by.
He's like Tom. 25 points higher.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. Yeah, I think you guys hang out. We're going
to
have Don throw the softball now.
I'm an awful thrower.
All right, try this. Here we go. Let's see what happens. Now I hit the thing, and I hit it pretty hard, and it didn't work. It's because was he sitting too far back on it or what? I'm not sure.
Get your retarded ass.
It's a combination of you really got to get
Tom, it. Tom, you
all right,
can't,
you know, hold on a second. We have to do something. I told you he's become more aggressive.
It was funny.
He's become more aggressive. Tom Gavin has become much more aggressive. It is not. This is not good.
Take a hike.
All right, that's a little high with that one. Tom, behave yourself. Tom is really. He's getting closer every time. There you go.
Robert,
oh, come on.
Taunted Don.
That's cheating.
Until Don ran into the target.
Don almost knocked it down. All right. All right. Now Robert, I didn't mention your T-shirt says love to Jay Samuels. Is that your teeth doctor?
Yeah, that's my doctor.
All right. Now, wait a minute. What's happening?
You know what? You weigh too much. Watch this.
Hold on,
fat.
Robert, watch
this. That's with my shoulder, everything I can put into it. Watch.
Now, wait. Now, you know what you have to do, Robert? You have to get a happy medium of not triggering the thing.
Farther forward. There you
a
go.
A little bit forward. We don't have a cooperative subject today.
No.
Right, and Tom, you got to go upstairs. Go up to the second level.
Test.
Upstairs now. Come on.
Let me just see if
it's not the
my shoulder, if I push it, it'll go.
All right, here we go. Why are you holding on? You got to keep your hands in your lap. Do we have a defective?
Oh, hold on.
You know what?
Who's fatty? Who's so fat? Who's so fat?
Rob, we got to get a mic on Robert, brother. All right, wait. We have to readjust it.
I'll get off.
We have to readjust it. This, you know, shocker of shocker, Robert is not being cooperative today.
Now, is there anybody here? He is just screaming his head off.
You know what? I got an idea. Are there any of these little pocket rockets around here that would like to go in the dunk tank? Would you like to go in the dunk tank? Any of the little guys? What would you weigh in at, sir, just conservatively?
Biscuit shy of 300.
Hold on, Mike. The kid will do it.
You'll do it, kid? All right, kid. Go up and get up there. Robert, we're going to let the kid do it.
Now,
all right.
Robert,
hey, come on. Let me get your name first. Let me get your name. What's your name?
Kevin Redden.
Kevin, where are you from?
Listen, Rockville. And enough with
Rockville. Awesome.
I weigh less than you.
I look better.
All right.
Let's put that up to a vote of the crowd.
Robert, are you prepared?
Five people. Now, you've seen Chubby Arbuckle over here, right?
Robert, are you prepared to admit that you were perhaps too heavy to make the dunk tank work?
You saw before it even started. It said 250. Now, I'm 251. So I'm one.
Rob tells me he's now adjusted it to super fat black man. So it should work for you.
All right, here we go. Well, wait, the kid's up there now. Hold on.
You never said one about what? About me being white?
No, that you just throw like a bitch.
All right. Now, we got a little kid up there. Is it Dave? Was that your name?
Kevin.
I forgot.
Kevin.
All right, Kevin, here we go. You ready?
Give it a try.
Yeah.
All right.
Ready.
All right, hold on a second. I'm going to try to do it.
Swing.
Feel free to liberally boo me if I miss. All right.
And.
Thank you. All right, thank you. Yeah, that's what I want. I want to get motivated. Yes. Yes.
That's how you do it.
Fantastic.
That's how you do it, Mike.
That's good. That's good.
Kevin,
now
good
is
job.
Robert going to be able to be to utilize this thing, or is this?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, Robert. You got to go in again.
Hold on.
And incidentally, if Robert's weighing in at 251, then I'm a spry 160. Okay.
Yeah,
you're 251. Like you're 251. You know, like
picture, Mike.
What are you saying?
Picture, Mike.
Same thing. I'm going to hit this with my shoulder like I did when Robert was sitting on it.
All right, Ant. There
see
we
that?
Go.
How's the Kool-Aid, Kevin?
I'm going to break it because I'm big and strong.
All right, you know what?
Big
less
and
arguing
strong.
And more
That's
dunking.
That's why I got to have Rob there when I come over your house. You're so strong and brave.
No, you know what it is? I want my China.
Black people don't like China. There's too many chinks.
All right. God. Get in the tank. For God's sake.
I'm talking, of course, about my valuables.
Let's have a nice round of applause for Kevin. Kevin was a really good sport. Very good.
And now, Mike, let's get somebody from the crowd.
Somebody from the crowd.
Come on up. The ball right here.
All right. You got a good arm, son?
Rush.
Where are you from?
Falls Church.
All right. You got a good arm?
You play any ball?
Hey, everybody, isn't Don's shirt baggy? Yeah.
All right. Ready, Raj?
Hey, everybody, isn't Robert a big, fat ass about to go into a vat of Kool-Aid?
Two, three, go. All right. I think everybody should get a couple of tries. Why not?
Low and outside.
All right.
Too short, man. And Shay, you look
move
terrible.
Up a little closer if you need to. Be.
Joshua Tree. Try to throw it back to him, too, when we after they hit.
He's terrible. That guy looks like a go retarded.
Ahead. One, two, three, go. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Next in line. You, sir, step right up.
Is that guy a midget or what?
All right.
Here we go.
Now, Robert, feel free. That's what the tradition
here's
is. You're
the
supposed
guy you wanted to throw.
You're supposed to give the guys grief.
Aryan man. You represent the white man.
All right. Oh, he's doing the wind-up and everything.
You'll see the power of the white man.
All right.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Nazi.
Right. Oh, a little high. Just
Nazi.
A bit outside.
Come on, Nazi.
All right.
Come on, Nazi.
I'm sorry, sir.
Another high one.
Who's next? Who's next in line? One more shot. All right. Everybody gets three. I think that's fair.
That's fair. That's
all right.
Fair.
Three is fair. Absolutely. Here we go. And, oh, I'm sorry. I tell you, if he makes contact, Robert's going in the water. Step up, son. What's your name?
What's your name, boy?
Frankie.
Where are you from, Frankie?
Rockville, Maryland.
Are you a baseball player?
When I was younger, then I switched to lacrosse.
Okay, you're a lacrosse player. Oh.
Some heat behind that,
oh,
son.
Oh, dear. Watch out.
Make here this happen.
He's not your son.
Oh, okay. That's
don't
one.
Him, son.
One down.
Come on, happy
somebody
boy.
Make us proud. Come on now. Make us proud.
Oh, yeah. You win. Nice
outstanding.
Job. Good job, brother.
Outstanding.
Fantastic.
Outstanding.
That was good because you didn't expect
Robert,
it.
Robert, come on. Oh. Come on, Robert. That's funny. Hey, Robert, you got snot coming out of your nose.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, he's flicking snot.
What's he doing?
He's being disgusting is
what
he's
doing.
Making obscene gestures.
Oh, that's lovely. All right, Robert, climb back up there, brother.
What?
Can I still get my third
shot? Yeah, you can get
right
your third
after
shot.
The break. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that would maybe be the first technical problem we've had in the studio. Hey, give me a second. Hey, it's just you and I, Yanni.
Norman!
Hey, Yanni.
Hi.
How are things back there?
Just lovely.
You know, this is the first time that one of these things just ain't working.
It probably won't be the last, unfortunately.
Okay, well, hold on. Always got a backup.
And you can come to my office, lie on my couch, and cry about your mammy.
The Don and Mike Show.
There we go, got it.
They are never deficient in vitamin love.
Don and Mike.
Thank you, Dude Walker. I'm back in the studio here to run the sound. Mike is outside. Yanni, question for you about pictures on the on the website.
Yes.
Are they up yet?
No, they're not. Joe's going to take a few more in this break. I hope to get them up in the next commercial.
Okay, fantastic. DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's where you go to get pictures of what's happening outside. Let's see. Hello.
Hello. We're out here.
Hello.
Robert is making his way back into the dunk tank, and I think the postman.
Yeah,
the nice thing to do here is to, I think, give everybody one shot at it. Everybody's got it. You can go again. You can go twice. But each person steps up, gets one throw at Robert. And as we were discussing during the break, if Robert is 251 pounds, I'm Ethan Hawke.
Two Ethan Hawks.
All right, now I can't hear myself.
Okay, who's the first? Who's the first person you got out there, Mike?
Let's walk over to the pitching mound. Hi, what? You were you're Kevin, right? You were in the dunk tank. You got dunked. How was that?
It was pretty cool.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
Right now you want to dunk Robert?
Yeah.
Go for it. Your best shot.
Ask him, did he feel like the water was real warm in one spot?
Robert, please don't make peeing in the tub jokes, okay? All right, go ahead, Kevin. Take a whack at it, and let's Mike Buzz. Let's see if we can Mike that. All right, you missed wide to the right. Yes. Hi, what's your name, young man?
Ethan.
Toby McGuire.
Really?
Easton.
You should be tall enough to ride.
How old are you?
You should be tall enough to ride a ride at Disneyland if you want to throw a ball at Robert.
I think he can actually. Right, you know what? Hold on. You get to move up closer.
Robert, I'm too busy playing music like Black Water.
All right, right up here.
Get it? Do you
right
get jokes?
All right,
Black
go ahead.
Black Water.
Easton, go ahead. Oh! Now, Robert was playing the game right. He had his hands on his lap, and you were actually... And
very
not,
close.
Don't flip off the little kid. You are... Boy, he is wound
used
up.
To a kid.
All right, let me walk up to this. Hi, what's your name?
Jesse.
Another kid coming up. Give it a throw, Jesse. Go ahead.
Let's get a man up there.
All right, let's get a man. All right, come on. All right, you're a big guy. Go, get the ball.
Hey, Napoleon Dynamite, one more shot.
What's your name?
Gene,
give it a whack.
Aryan Man.
Oh! Almost a direct hit.
So I guess, close, Mike.
Don, I think what it is, you have to really nail the thing right in the middle of the target. Who's next? Step right up. Come on, let's keep it going. What's your name, sir?
Arthur.
All right, go ahead, Arthur. Take a poke at it.
And?
Oh, I'm sorry. Low and to the left. Who's next?
All right,
another guy. What's your name, sir?
Ralph Snyder.
Okay. Ralph Snyder's going to throw it. Go ahead, Snyder. All right. Any relation to the midget that owns the Redskins? Oh, really? Oh, sorry about that. All right, come on up. What's your name, sir?
David,
go ahead. Take a poke at it.
Come on, David. And?
Oh, people are missing. People are missing.
Purple.
Who's next? Keep them coming.
Yes.
Come up, ma'am. Ah, we have our first softball player. What's your name?
My name's Ebony.
What is your name?
Ebony.
Ebony. Sweet Ebony.
Hold on. Ebony was saying something. What's that, Ebony?
I was here a few months ago for the strip trivia.
Shut up, Robert.
Don, Ebony's played strip trivia with us one time.
Yeah, I thought I recognized her boobs.
Robert, say hello to Ebony, Robert. Hey, Ebony, go ahead.
Come on. Let it happen, baby.
Robert just touched himself. That was
make it happen. Here we go. Take him down.
All right. I'm sorry, Ebony. Nice try. Step right up. Let's just keep this going. We got to get Robert dunked. What's your name, sir?
Brock.
Brad. Oh, Brock is alone to the left. Brock. Thank you, Brock. You're next. Oh, here's our friend from Baltimore. What's your name again?
Dave,
let's get up a little closer.
Oh, and listen, for the web, guys, we got to get a picture of Dave next to Tom Gavin.
Oh, nice throw, Dave.
Mike, can you make sure we get a picture of Dave next to Tom Gavin for the website?
Dave, will you go up? We want to get your picture, so will you go up and have your picture taken? You know, that's funny. That's following your instructions just made me laugh. I don't know why.
Robert's in again.
What happened?
Hey, what happened?
That was just
young Kevin, who's what, eight?
Did he hit it?
Yeah, he hit it, knocked him in.
All right, you're next, sir. Robert, climb back up there. We want to get as many people as we can. What's that? Hold on a second. Robert's going to say something. What?
That guy did not hit the target, and it.
He did.
Yeah, Robert's threatening to leave. Robert, please, for the good of the show, will you stay, please?
Robert, how long do you think you fell in?
You've given me so much so far.
What's that?
I haven't even got a free meal at your cheesy restaurant.
I'll give you a free meal at my restaurant.
Jesus Christ. He's paying off a bet.
Take two if I go.
Take two. Go ahead. Dinner for two. Ass hat.
He's paying off a bet.
All right, he's stepping back up there. He's staying. He's been very temperamental. You know what, Don? Today, Robert has been his usual temperamental self, but Tom Gavin has been very obnoxious, too, today.
I just want to say,
obnoxious.
Tom Gavin is a Riva.
A grade A
Riva. That's a combination of retard and diva.
Right, he's a detard.
All right.
That's even better than Reva.
What's your name, sir?
He's a detard.
Brian, go ahead. Knock the target out. All right. Oh, very close. Up and to the left. Just a bit inside. What's your name, sir?
Roy.
Roy, let fly.
Roy, let it happen.
Come on, Roy. Oh, Roy. Now Roy even missed the backstop.
Boy, that's awful.
No, you've gone before. We got to get some new people. New blood. Who wants to throw? Who wants to throw? You want to throw? Come on, men. Men. What's your name, sir?
Let the white women throw it.
Bill, go ahead, Bill.
Come on, somebody knock his ass in the water.
Oh, Bill. Yes, sirree, Bill. One throw. Steps up, and he is soaking wet.
See, Mike, I want to tell you something. Now that I'm back in the studio watching this from the window.
Yes, Don?
We're having a problem hearing Robert get dunked, and I can understand why. Like, who's over there? It's Rob that's standing. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Don.
The problem is that it's the natural instinct when Robert goes in the water, the guys that are holding microphones,
right. They
run away.
Yes.
Because they don't want to get wet.
That's well, right. the person, I hate to pick on him this week, but the person that's closest to the tank.
I know it's Rob.
Is Rob Spiewak.
And I just
I'm
saw
not that scared of getting wet, obviously.
Yeah, I just saw him take an absolute beeline, though.
All right, well, who would you like to stand closer to the
Don.
Tank?
Don.
Yes, Robert.
I won't have to use the bathroom after the show.
Oh, dear. Well, I guess that cinches it for anybody that wanted to be dunked again, all right?
Or drink the Kool-Aid.
Hi, sir. We want to try another throw. Robert, get up there. Come on, let's do it. Let's do it. He's whining
come
again.
Come on, man.
Oh, come on, man. Hey, help a brother.
Come on, Mr. Postman.
See, it's the constant climbing. The constant climbing. He's waving to his fellow postman right now.
Robert, take your time.
Robert, come on.
Well, Mike, when you're as slim and good-looking as Robert is.
I think that the constant jumping in and out. All right, here we go. What's your name, sir?
George,
let fly. Here we go.
Here we go, George.
Oh, a little low, but a good velocity.
Get the
step right up, sir. What's your name?
Terry.
Terry, dunk Robert, please. Everybody enjoys that. And also wait a minute. That was the svelte 251 pounds, I think, that caused that one to happen.
Well, operator error.
And again, for whatever reason, we're not hearing the of Robert getting in the water.
What, Robert? How much do I weigh? 170 pounds. Thank you for asking. All right.
I'm watching Robert go in, and I'm not hearing the...
I know. Well, that time we didn't hit the target, and he went in the dunk tank anyway. So
I know, but it makes the same sound if it hits the target or not. I mean, Robert going in the dunk tank.
What we should have is our underwater microphones. Yeah,
let's get Joshua Tree up there with the microphone.
He's not really cannonballing. He's kind of sliding into the water.
All right, Joshua, are you okay? You going to man the mic?
Yeah, I'm all set.
There we
Joshua
go.
Has managed not to get wet, and now he's got that look on his face that says, I am going to get wet.
That'll change.
And, you know, I mean, don't worry. Once you become producer, it's going to be fun.
White women throw the ball.
Thanks, I'm ready.
Okay, you step right up, sir. What's your name?
Matt
is going to try.
Here we go.
All right, go ahead. Matt, let
fly. Take a shot at Robert. Take a shot.
Oh!
And he's in again.
Fantastic. You know what? I just I didn't take my own advice. I've got to stop going, oh, and let everybody hear the splash.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. That's kind of difficult. You know.
You see, the problem is Robert is standing up when he falls down. He's not going for the cannonball splash.
Yeah.
I want the whole splash.
He's not being cooperative.
All right, let's see if we get one more person to dunk him in here.
All right, one more person. This guy, you've hit it before, haven't you? He's hit it twice. What's your name again?
Frank. Move.
Frankie's going to try it one more time. Robert.
Comes up.
Robert.
I'm leaving.
All right, now one more time. All right, no, let's get another person. How about a lady? A lady like to throw? Come on up, ma'am. Hi there. What's your name?
White woman, not old white woman.
Donna is going to try.
Donna.
Now, Donna, do you have a good? You look like you keep yourself in shape. Do you have a good throwing arm?
Sweet. Her grandkids can try.
Donna is going to try.
Hey, shut up, Robert. I'd do her.
Here we go. Oh,
if there was just a shot.
You want to try another one, Donna? Try another one, Donna.
Another one for Donna.
Joe, let's get this one. All right, go for it.
There she goes, number.
Oh, yes.
And he's in.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Once again, I'm
sorry. Don, you're not going to hear it even if I don't do that. It's just not doable. He's not making a loud enough noise.
He slides in. He doesn't really cannonball in.
All right, do you want to do a few more?
Would you ask him one? Okay. Hey, Robert, can you hear me?
Robert?
I can hear your sorry ass.
Would you do me a personal favor and just one time, if everybody's very quiet, would you just jump in so we can get the sound of you splashing in that thing?
Make a nice.
You know, like do a cannonball.
No, how much money are you going
to
pay me?
Oh, no.
How much money am I going to pay?
Everybody be quiet. I heard dinner that free willie. Hell no.
Robert, all you have to do is sit on the end of the thing.
That's dinner for two, Robert.
Come on, Robert. Please. Come on. You're paying off a bet. Be a good loser. Be a good loser. Like me.
Put the diving board down so it's a clear path. He almost fell in.
There you go. Now. Here we go.
One, two, three, go.
That is beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you, Robert.
That.
Thank you very much.
That's beautiful. That's the sound we've been missing all day. That's the sound that we've been missing all day.
I ride home in a cab with Tom.
Beautiful. 450 gallons of Kool-Aid.
Now, I was going to suggest that if there were any people that wanted to get dunked, they'd come by, but Robert has indicated that he has made the pool his own. He has actually marked his territory.
I bet there's people that would still go in.
Is there anybody that would like to go in the dunk tank?
Robert says he was joking about the other
thing. Oh, you were joking about that? You really did not do that. So the pool is clean.
Oh, don't believe that.
Decent. It's decent. Is there anybody that would like to try to go into the dunk tank? You've done it before. Any of you little guys that want to try it? No? No takers. They just want to see Robert get dunked.
Well, we're done with that. Show's over.
Show's over. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. And Robert, you've successfully paid off your bet. Do you have any final words?
F Don and Mike and F the listeners.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
See you Saturday night, friend.
Bye-bye, Robert. I'm going inside now. Don, I'm coming inside.
See you Saturday night, friend.
Not me.
I'm coming inside and I have to walk by Tom.
Your good friend, Tom.
Yeah, huh? All right. That got modified today.
I know okay. It did.
Hey, Don?
Yes, Tom.
Can I come in and say a couple words with you all?
Well, you can say them right there. What would you like to say, Tom?
Hold on. Hold on. Robert's grabbing him. Hold on.
Get your ass off of me, you knucklehead! Hey, you monkey!
All right. Thanks, Tom. Thank you very much.
Is that what you wanted to say?
Jesus. It's a day of love.
Is that what he wanted to say?
Yes. God almighty.
Is that what you wanted to say? Hi, Mike. Hi. John. How you doing? Don't let anybody tell you that you don't work hard. You just did that break outside while I was inside running things.
He is. Tom is so out of his mind today.
Out of his mind.
And Robert was not exactly cooperative. The problem was getting Robert, you know, from when he got dunked to get back up on the board. But I think we got our money's worth.
No, we did. He paid off the bet, and we'll have pictures on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. And you are sweating like Mayor Barry.
A little warm out
there.
We both
are.
Jesus Christ.
A little bit warm.
Did you get any on you?
Not yet. I actually was free of Kool-Aid, which is a very lucky thing.
Oh, did you get something else on you, Buzz?
Well, no. Captain Horn Doggies out there.
Of course I got Kool-Aid on me.
Like to say hi to the lovely Julie Fullman who stopped by also.
Yes.
Hello, Julie.
Thank you, Julie.
We all got nice little hugs outside from Julie.
Oh, just my luck.
Yeah,
wonderful. Just my luck. And I got breath strips and everything.
I know.
That's
just
great.
My goddamn luck. Hey, you got messed up.
Horribly. I'm wetter than Robert.
Well, we should get a picture of you for the website, too.
Already did. It looks like I've had a stroke again.
Oh! I'm just doing the sound that I made every time I get dunked. I couldn't help it. I'm supposed to fill time.
I know. It's a natural reaction, Mike.
Oh!
See, and I couldn't. I was probably doing it, too.
Right.
That's why during the second break I said to Johnny Norman. Let me come inside and run the board and hear how it sounds in my headphones.
Right.
And I'm sure I was doing the same thing,
too. We got everybody quiet, at least you got one sound of the splashing. But trust me, ladies and gentlemen, if it didn't sound like it, he got very wet.
Yeah, and Buzz had it right. I was watching from the window. He was more sliding in.
It's the nature of the tank, I think.
But he's too fat for the dunk tank. That's the bottom line.
The good thing is, and I was scared it might happen, he did not get stuck in the tank.
Holy, okay. You've definitely taken him to that next level.
See you Saturday.
He's still here.
You will reap what you've sown.
Don't forget, you got to come over as well to my house on Saturday night.
Can I be behind fence like he was for safety?
But I think in a very small period of time, there were more fat jokes and more jokes about everybody by Robert. He was in rare form today.
He had to get dunked, I would say, a minimum of 15 times.
It was he paid the bet off. He is a man of honor. He did his job.
Well, that's not going
crazy.
But,
of course, it was for airtime.
He's not a man of honor.
Who are we kidding?
And dinner for two.
I liked it when
when
he was getting out of the tank greeting his fellow postal worker.
Yes.
It looked like he did not want to. He could not get away from him quick enough.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
And how about that new retarded guy, Dave?
Wonderful.
That guy who looks like he could be Tom's brother.
Welcome to the family.
He's mentally retarded.
Not necessarily a non-messy eater.
Hello. Hello there.
Very
Don
nice,
and Mike
though.
Show.
Hey, we need to put Detard in the tank.
Detard.
The name we came up with.
Oh, right. Detard.
Gavin.
Right. That works.
I'm sorry, sir. The tank portion of the program is over.
And Tom would require a lot of heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm. Moose out front should have told you.
Yeah, Tom could seriously drown if we put him in that.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We'll have a news with Guy J. Birdley coming right up.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.